Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Oh My 20 series with Mirianna, and I am so excited to be broadcasting today. Like, it's been a very long time I did this, and I'm back. You guys miss me, and I know you miss me, and guess what, babies, I miss you all too, and that's why I'm back, obviously. Okay guys, so today I'll be doing more like a pep talk. I feel like I need to do this because it was something I've been wanting to talk about for a while now, and I needed to talk about it now, so that's why we are having this podcast today. So today's topic is embracing yourself. So it's going to be a very short podcast, as I just want to talk about little things about this topic and what really inspired the topic. It's me, obviously. I feel like a lot of things have been happening in my life lately that inspired this topic. So embracing yourself is something that sends positivity, is motivational, and again, it's about, you know, self-esteem and all of those stuff. But I'll be breaking it down with a story time about myself so you guys would understand the essence of this topic. So like always, before I, you know, go into today's content, if you're a new listener, guys, I love you guys so much. Thank you for coming into my channel. And if you are, you know, old listeners, you guys are, I don't know why I need to loud it again, but you guys are the real MVPs. You guys have always had me, and I'm happy for having you guys. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the M team. Yay! So, now, a lot of people that knows me would understand that I've been dealing with low self-esteem for a very long time. It's not something I show. It's not something that you could see if you're not really close to me. But it's something that could be felt by my close friends and people around me. I've been struggling with it, and it's been a problem. But then, it's even worse when it comes to relationship with people, mingling with people, trying to meet new people, trying to see people that have new high self-esteem, and you're like, I don't know if you understand what I mean, but you're like lost in the middle. So today I'll be talking about places and areas of your life where you need to embrace yourself. No matter how bad you think you are, there's always somebody more bad than you are. There's somebody with worse situations than you have. So you always still have to embrace yourself. So there are five faces we'll be looking at on ways to embrace yourself. So number one I'm talking about today is your body. Your body is your sign, it's your signature, it's your power, it's your it's you, it's your personality. That is where everything is seen from. So when you don't feel comfortable in your body, it gives you this low self-esteem. And what can you do? It's try to embrace your body, because that is what it is. Now, in the sense that I, for one, I love my body so much, but I have a problem with my tummy. I always try to want to be comfortable in dresses, in outfits, in clothes, and I see people with flat tummy, and I'm like, I want my tummy to be like that. But it's not like that. I feel like a little bit lesser, because I'm like, I'm not comfortable in most outfits and everything. But with time, I found out that people would always talk, regardless. Whether you have a flat tummy, there is something they will say about you. Whether you have a big tummy, there is something they always say about you. Now, we're not even looking at people that are talking anymore. How do you feel about yourself? How do you feel about your body? How do you feel about who you are in your body? That is the most important thing. And I didn't even look at that direction. I was always looking at what people would say. Mirianna, your tummy is big. Mirianna, you have a big tummy. That's always what is in my head. But when I sat down one day, I'm like, you know, thinking, and then I feel like, oh, I'm happy with my body. I just don't like how my tummy is. So now, that is where I embraced myself, and I'm like, what can I do to get myself comfortable? I started taking green tea, and I started, you know, losing some fat and all of that. I started feeling comfortable again. That is me looking surpass what they see. I'm looking I'm looking away from what they've said. I am trying to understand myself. I'm trying to communicate with myself. How can I embrace myself in that situation? So, number one, feel comfortable in your body. If you feel like you're not getting the right body you want and you know what to do to get what you want, please do it. But don't let anybody influence your choice or decision on how you want your body to be. So number one is feel comfortable in your body. I like when I see these thick girls, fat girls, you know, enjoying their body, like enjoying their physique, getting comfortable in their body, regardless of what people say. It gives me this, girl, you know, those kind of positive vibes, and like, look at me, I'm not even as fat as this person, but look at what this person is doing. Like, look at how pretty she is feeling like. So those kind of thing helps. And if you feel like you need motivation things to embrace yourself, you go on YouTube, you watch motivational videos, you listen to ebooks, videos. You can do a lot of things. You can get into self-affirmation and a lot of things that gives you self and body positivity. You know, when you're comfortable in your body, I don't care what anybody's gonna tell you, you know that, okay, I like my body though. That's the energy you're going to give off. Now, number two, still on the topic embracing yourself, is accept your strength and work with it. Yes. Know what you can do. Accept that that is what you can do and work with it, because it's going to help you elevate a lot. That's why I would always say, if you know your niche, please work with your niche. Don't go to another place or another working system that you don't know, you don't even know about, you don't know how good you are in that. If you know you're good in talking, can come up with something, come up with a show, come up with a YouTube channel, try to do a show, come up with, even a podcast channel could work. If you know you're good at singing, sing to people, let them listen to you. Be comfortable in your own individuality, like what you know you're good in. Do it. Do it. Don't walk away from your niche, because at the end of the day, who is going to be that person that you're meant to be? Nobody. Stop trying to be other people. Stop trying to force talent into you. Stop trying to force something you don't have. Don't do that at all. It's not advisable at all. You're only going to damage your self-esteem with that. Because imagine you're not good in acting and you always want to act simply because you see somebody acting and you're like, okay, that's going to fit me. You're going to stress your mental health. You're going to stress your brain. You're going to stress your body. Stress everything about you, because that's not you. So try to fit in to what you can do. Know your strength and accept it. Work with it. Number three is identify your weakness areas. Yes, it's very important in embracing yourself. You need to identify your weakness areas. I, for one, I know that I am not good at reading. I hate to read. But there is nothing I can do when I have exams to read for. Without reading, obviously, I won't pass. But I try to identify my weak areas, and when I know that I cannot read bulky stuff, it's really draining my brain when I do that, I try to, okay, I'm going to start reading from months before the exam, and I'll break it down till I'm able to cover up everything and I can work with them. So that is what I do. So when you identify your weakness, identify the areas you know you are so bad in and you want to really improve, then it's a starting point to embracing yourself. You already know that this is where you are weak in. You want to improve that particular place that you are weak in. So you are trying to embrace yourself, and it's a good sign and a good start. The fourth one is, do not rush yourself, because people are doing it. Okay, so I had a business before. If you guys know me, I had a business. Mind you, I didn't do the business because people are doing it, but I wanted to make it so quick because I feel pressure was on me. People are doing something and I'm left out and I'm not doing well, I'm not doing this. But at the end of the day, I discovered that starting a business is just not all about what people are doing. It's about what I want to do, what fits me, what suits me, what I'm interested in. So knowing fully well that the pressure was too much, I wasn't really making enough gains, though I was making sales. But I wasn't really making a lot of gain, because at some point I was just doing it for doing sake. So I thought about it and I realized that I need to pause a bit. I need to pause a bit. I don't want to rush anymore. I am still young. I can get there at any time, but I want to take things step at a time. So embracing yourself is not just a fast journey. It's a journey that you need to relax on and think about what you want to do. Don't do things because people are doing it. See, a lot of times we have misconception about things. People will do it. Do you know what those people are going through right during it? You don't know. You only get to see the good side. That brings me to the last but not the least tip for today. That's number 5. Don't get influenced by what you see on social media. Social media has caused less positivity in oneself. It has caused a lot of harms, especially in youths and teenagers of today. We all want to get there so fast. We all want to get there so fast because our mates are there. People who are older than are there. But like, how can I be 22 and somebody that is 19 is already buying a car? How can I be 22 and somebody that is 16 is already riding a Benz? So everybody has their season, their time, and their reign. So you just have to embrace yourself properly. Try not to get influenced by what you see on social media. Social media would never show you the rainy days. Oh no, they won't. They won't show you the time they were broke. They won't show you the time that they had, you know, very devastating time, depressional time. They won't show you all those stuffs. But you're seeing the good part of them and you're like angry that you're not there. You're like jealous that you're not there. You want to get there by force. It doesn't work that way. You can't embrace yourself that way. You cannot make it that way. You have to understand that social media is a different life of its own, and you are in a real life with yourself, if that makes sense to you. So guys, that'll be all for today. Like I said, it's going to be a short pep talk, and I know you enjoy or learn one or two things from today's content. I'm back for good, you know. So guys, if you enjoyed what you've just listened to, please click on the hand emoji, you know, to give me a round of applause. And if you want to send me a message, you can send me a voice message and tell me what you think about this content. And also, you can send me a voice message of what you want me to talk about next, or you can send me a message. I still remain your humble baby girl, Mariana. Don't forget to share my link. Don't forget to, you know, share it to as many people as possible. We have a goal of getting to 2k, hopefully before this year runs out. I love you guys and see you next on my episode of All My 20s series with Mariana. Love you.